Hello, hello, friends, and welcome to the second ever episode of the Sweet Madness Podcast. I'm going to jump right in here, guys. Today is about the pressure to be perfect. How many of you feel this pressure? I can feel all of your hands raising right now. I don't know about you, but I put so much pressure for me to get something done the correct way, the right way, the perfect way from the get-go. And I've noticed over the years that it only makes me anxious, frazzled, and not confident in myself. Why do we do this? Why do we put this much pressure on ourselves? Well, you could say it's because we feel this pressure from outside forces. We feel it from society, from the media, from our parents, from our bosses, from our peers, to fit an image of what perfect should be. Well, let me tell you something, and this is what I tell my students. Perfect does not exist. Perfection does not exist. You can get as close to perfect as you want. You can succeed and go from level to level and keep growing and getting better, which is great, especially if you're doing it for yourself and you want to grow and educate yourself. But there is always going to be someone that finds a flaw. There is always going to be someone that criticizes you. There's always going to be something that you wish you could have done differently or in retrospect make better. When I write my books, I look back at my book and I'm like, oh, maybe I should have taken out that word there. Maybe I should have put this word in place of that one. If only it could be better. But if you keep thinking about being perfect and what everybody else wants you to do, you are only hurting yourself. I feel so much anxiety, so much frazzleness that sometimes I feel paralyzed under the pressure to be perfect. And it took me years and years and years to finally accept that perfection will not and does not exist. Now, I'm going to get really real with you for a second. I am not a skinny girl. I am a plump girl. I was the fat kid in dance class. For years and years, I hated myself for being overweight. I hated myself. I hated myself to the point that I would punish myself by eating massive amounts of junk food. So the very thing that I wanted to change about myself, I just reinforced because I thought, I'm not perfect. I should be punished. Let me punish myself. How many of you punish yourself because you're not perfect? And I hope you truly think about that. I didn't realize I was punishing myself until years later. It happened subconsciously. It happened beneath the layers of my heart. It happened beneath the layers of my soul. It happened beneath the layers of me. And so to let go of this pressure to be perfect, I think that we need to peel back the layers of ourselves and peel back the layers of the sources of the pressure. And we need to face them and analyze them and study them and think about them. And the moment we face them, analyze them, think about them, then you know what? Maybe we'll have the strength to face them head on and say, hey, this isn't good for me. Let me take this pressure off of myself. And to get to that place, there's an in-between step. You have to change your mindset. And that is not easy. That really is not easy. But the way to change your mindset is to think about what you want and then find those little tidbits, whether it's a good experience or a smile from someone or it's validation or it's encouragement from your boss. It's a compliment from a friend. Whatever it may be, pick out those little nuggets of sweetness and focus on them. Be brave enough to face the madness. And the madness could be yourself. The madness could be society. The madness could be the media. Learn it. Face it. Pick out the sweet nuggets. peel back the layers of the madness, and then maybe your mindset will shift and the pressure will come off, because you know what you do when you change your mindset? You start believing in yourself. And if you are afraid to be vulnerable, I'm just going to ask you to take a look at what's happening right now. I'm being very vulnerable with all of you. Do you think any less of me? For those who have said to be vulnerable is to be weak, to be vulnerable is not acceptable, I got news for you. To be vulnerable is the strongest thing you can be in this world. I've come to realize through my experiences that vulnerability is something that people respect. Because what goes hand in hand with vulnerability? Honesty. People respect that. Deep down, people feel for other people. You gotta peel back those layers to get to it. But sympathy and empathy and consideration is there. Pull back the layers of the madness. Take the pressure off of yourself to be perfect. Start believing in yourself. Focus on the sweet nuggets. And then guess what? You'll start to live the life you so want. Well, to keep myself from crying, I'm going to sign off now. But welcome to the sweet madness, everybody. We get real here. And next week, we'll have guests where we can get real all over again. I hope you find some sweetness in the madness. Signing off with mad sweetness, Amanda. I hope this episode of the Sweet Madness podcast helped you. And if you need a little more encouragement, sign up for my newsletter. I send emails every single week to your inbox, your virtual living room, there to hold your hand and give you a hug when you need it. Go to www.amandamontoni.com to subscribe. Hope to see you in your living room.